I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing on this brand new day, another day that you have made and another day that you've blessed us to be able to see. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength, and we thank you for life and life that more abundantly. We thank you, O God, for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. And as we begin this day, O God, we lift up our voices to worship and adore you. For you are yet and still a mighty God. God, no wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and the earth adores you. God, because you are magnificent in all your ways. God, you're mighty in all your ways. God, there is none like you, God. And so we exalt you, God, and we lift you up, God, because you are a magnificent and you are a wonderful God. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes, oh God, yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you, oh God, that you woke me up this morning, God, because there is still purpose that you have for my life here on earth. And so, Lord, I pray that you would order my footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will might be my will, that your ways might be my way, and God, that you might receive the glory out of my life. Lord, as we continue in this work week,
God, you've already done magnificent and wonderful things, God. God, already on this week, God. You've already begun to make ways and open up doors and perform change in our lives. And as the world was fretting, God, what you are going to do, Lord, it's awesome to know that you are a God that is in control. I saw many posts, many different thoughts yesterday about the government may be closed, but heaven is not closed. God, it's awesome to know that, Lord, no matter what the enemy or no matter what the world does, you're still in control. And because you're in control, Lord, we don't have to fret, nor do we have to complain, nor do we have to fear, nor do we have to murmur, God, because all of those things nullify your power working in our lives. God, many were worried yesterday. Many were worried over the weekend, God, about what was going to go on. But, Lord, if you're in control, then, Lord, there's no need to fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but God, you've given us the spirit that helps us to be powerful. You've given us a spirit that helps us to walk right. God, you've given us a spirit that helps us to live right. That's all we have to do is allow you to stir up the gifts in us, stir up the power in us, stir up the anointing in us, stir up the faith in us, God. Stir up in us even right now, God, that we may live on purpose, that we may live according to your word, that we may live according to your promises. Lord, as if we live according to your word and live according to your promises, then, Lord, there's nothing that we have to fear. So help us to build our relationship with you. Because the more we get to know you, the more we know the thoughts that you have for us. And the more that we know the thoughts that you have for us, Lord, the more we'll be willing to walk in confidence, the more we'll be willing to walk in victory, and, Lord, the more willing we'll be to not allow fear to cause us not to experience the fullness of the joy that you have for each and every one of our lives. Father, you have given us the spirit of power, and not just of power, but of love and of a sound mind, a mind to know you, a mind to know what your plans are, a mind to trust you at your word. Help us, Lord, today to trust us at your word. You've never failed. You've never fallen short of your glory. And since you have never fallen short of your glory and you've never failed, there's no need to fear and there's no need to doubt. Doubt, God, nullifies. It dissipates. God, it causes a power outage in our lives. And, Lord, in this day and life that we're living in, Lord, I need all of the power that I can get so that I'll be able to live holy and acceptable and live the life that you have for me. God, you have greater in store for me. You have greater in store for those that fear you. You have greater, God. You won't withhold any good thing from those that walk uprightly. And, Lord, I'm counted in that number. And, Lord, I'm counted in the number of the royal priesthood and the chosen generations. I'm counted in that number that I can declare that I've been redeemed. I'm counted in that number for those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm counted in that number because I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm counted in the number of those that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. And because I'm counted in that number, then, Lord, I don't want to live beneath my promise. Lord, I don't want to live beneath your blessings. And I do not want to live beneath the favor that you have for my life. And so, Lord, if there's doubt in me, Lord, I want to be like that father. God, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Lord, take out any doubt in me, Lord. I don't want it to fester. I don't want it to linger. I don't want it to hang around. God, take out any worry in my life. Lord, I don't want it to linger. I don't want it to fester. Lord, I don't even want it around. But, Lord, I want to be bold for you. Lord, I want to be courageous for you. Lord, I want to walk high and mighty for you, God, because, Lord, that's the purpose. That's the plan. That's your vision for me, Lord, that I will receive greater in this lifetime. I'm not waiting for heaven to walk in heaven or to experience heaven. But, Lord, I can experience your greatness. I can experience your glory here on earth. And so, Lord, touch us today. Lord, we ask that you would lead, guide, and direct us this day, wherever we may be calling from on this day. I'm grateful, Lord, this morning that I'm not here on my own. But, Lord, as I'm praying, Lord, I'm praying for greater on behalf of myself, and I'm praying for greater on behalf of those that are under the sound of my voice. And so, Lord, as we pray for greater, Lord, help us to be purposeful in our prayers. Lord, there's no reason to throw up a prayer and not believe that you're able and that you can and that you will. But, Lord, with purpose in my heart and purpose in my mind and purpose in my soul, Lord, I seek your face that your will might be done in the lives of your people. Lord, someone may need to be healed. Lord, I declare healing on our behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, someone may be in a situation that seems that there is no hope and that the doors are closed. Lord, I pray right now that you will show us that you are a God that opens up doors, and God, you are the only one who can open up the door, and you are the only one who can close the door that we don't need to be in. Lord, I'm praying right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for that one, oh God, that one that's under the sound of my voice, oh God, who has concern for their children. Lord, their children have gone astray, Lord, but I speak, oh God, those things that are not as though they were, and what we have planted in them, God, is going to spring forth in them, oh God, at some point in time. Oh God, we thank you because you are a God of mercy. We thank you because you are a God of compassion. And we thank you, God, because you are a God that suffers long with us. And so, Lord, those are burdens that we are carrying. Lord, I pray for those that have a lack around them. They may be in a desert time or desert season in their lives. Lord, I remind them, God, that you can make a way, oh God, in the wilderness, and you can allow and you can provide streams and rivers in the desert. Lord, that's the type of God you are. That's the type of God that we serve. So there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, God, and there's nothing, no problem, no situation that you cannot solve. And so, Lord, we pray with purpose on this morning. And so we cast all of our cares and our communication with you and our time of prayer with you. We cast all of our cares upon you because, Lord, your word declares that you care for us. And since you care, and since you never sleep nor slumber, Lord, there's no reason for us to be up all night worrying. There's no need for us to run around pacing because you meet needs. You said, why worry about the clothes that you wear since I'm the one that dressed the lilies of the field? Why worry about the food that you need to have? He said, don't I feed the fowls of the air who can't do anything on their own? That's the God that we serve. The God who provides and meets needs. The God who says that he will provide every single one of our needs according to his riches up in glory. And so, Lord, we pray with purpose, and then we pray with expectation. Lord, we expect you to come true with your word. Your word never fails. Your word is your bond. And if you've spoken it into our lives, Lord, I'm looking for it to happen. It's already done. I declare it right now that it's already done. We walk in faith. We walk in belief. And we walk in our hope in you. And so, Lord, as we go through this day, Lord, we want you to refine us for this day. And so if there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, take it out of us right now. Lord, I don't want it if you don't want it in me. Lord, I don't want it around me, God, if you don't want it in my life. Take everything out of me that's unlike you, Lord, so that you will receive the glory out of me. Lord, not just out of my lips, but in my walk and in my talk. Not just in my walk and in my talk, but in my lifestyle and the spirit that I exhibit. Lord, I want to reflect you today. So create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. And, Lord, take me towards greater today. I declare right now that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for those that love you, for those that fear you. And, Lord, I qualify for that stipulation, that requirement. And so, Lord, I look for you to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think today. Do it for your glory, God, as I pray for greater. Touch us, lead us, guide us, direct us, Lord, on this day. Get the glory out of our lives.
put a song in us, Lord, as we offer unto you a sacrifice. Lord, the day of sacrifice, our fasting day, we submit ourselves to you, and we pray that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Honor our consecration, honor our commitment, honor our submission to you as we submit to your will. Not my will, O God, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Get the glory out of my life. And Father, I will give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.